guys, what is the crack? Big home with Dinny. And it's Dinny here. We're in the big rig today. So we're going to solve the cost of living crisis with exactly what created it. Which, hold on, let's turn off this big yoke. Let's turn it off there. We won't drive. We'll stop and we'll chat. We're going to solve the cost of living crisis with exactly what created it. Now, if you're following me on Instagram, you'll see that I've done a little story from the petrol station today. If you're not following me on Instagram, it's just Bitcoin with Dinny and connect with me in my stories. You might get them on Facebook. But I've done a little story from the garage and I was just showing the newspaper headline, which is all the free money that we're going to give out, all the money we're going to print to give out. So basically, what caused the cost of living crisis? If you look at it on the surface level, okay, you will think that it was what's happening in Ukraine. It's Putin's fault. He caused the cost of living crisis. All right, and that's surface level thinking. That's like, I watch the news, I'm informed, okay? If you look a little deeper, all right, you go a little bit deeper into it, you'll see everything that happened over the last 2 years with the virus. And you go, okay, that caused the cost of living because we printed loads of money and we had our supply shortages, our supply shock. And you go, that caused the cost of living, all right? I've figured it out, all right? And it did, and Putin did, a little bit. But he's been the fall guy. You're being fooled, okay? Pre-virus, okay, markets were in a mess. It looked like something was going to come. And luckily that thing happened to come so we could print all the money and pretend and sort out the situation, okay? But if you look a little bit deeper, so you go beyond Putin and you go beyond the virus and you go right back to basics of first principles and you try and understand fiat money, which is money is backed by nothing and created out of thin air. And remember, money is energy, money is information, money is time. Can you create energy out of fresh air? No, you can't. You know the laws of the universe. We all have to live by them. No, none of us can bend them. Can you create time out of fresh air? Has a human figured out how to create time out of fresh air? No, unfortunately. Your time's running out, so you better be enjoying yourself because you've one less day to live. We all do, okay? And information. Can you create information out of fresh air? Yes, you can, and that's the problem with it, is that you can have good information and bad information, all right? But because money is energy and money is time, we can't create that out of fresh air, so that when we print money, when we operate in a fiat standard where money has no backing, therefore the information can be skewed, therefore if money is energy, we can't create energy. So there's something wrong here. So all we're doing basically is redistributing the wealth. And how the fiat system works is it redistributes from the people who are lower on the financial ladder, okay, to the people who are higher. And if you're in the very top 1%, well, you get the most out of the wealth because that's what's called the Cantillon effect, okay? The people who are closest to the cheap, easy money get the most benefits. And by the time it filters down to the plebs like me and you, all right, the inflation of the money is already priced in, so we can't get as much benefit from it. So it's a systemic fault, but I just had to put a little video up on Instagram there, and it was Pascal O'Donoghue, you know, our Minister for Finance. I'd love to know, does he understand how money is created? I was chatting to a politician there over the weekend, and you know, I was saying, what are you going to do to solve this cost of living crisis, blah 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 blah, and he was giving me all his stuff, and I was just like, this is all just like stimulus and money printing. I was like, how is money created? And he honestly says, Dinny, I actually don't know, and I'm probably ashamed to say this, but I actually don't know. And I was like, well, do you not think it'd be important to go back to basics and try and figure this out? Because to me, and I'm only a pleb, like, what do I know? I'm just a Bitcoiner. I'm just a midget. He used to live in a caravan. And now I live in a caravan. I got me mobile home anyway. Or what's it called? A camper van. I got me camper. But I'm just some lad who figured this game out and retired early. So I have a little clue of how money works. Because I had none and now I have more than I need. And I can exit the rat race. Or I can spend my time on my own terms. And I've done that by, you know, getting a basic understanding of money. And he did say to me, he's like, yeah. And he left with the thing of like, okay, I got to try and figure out what is money and how money works. And it's so important because if we're trying to solve the cost of living crisis with everything that caused the cost of living crisis, which is basically creating money out of fresh air, creating energy out of fresh air, which you can't do, okay, we know that the value of our euro is unfortunately going to trend all the way down. I'll put a little picture in the comments of this video once I get off the live and I get to my destination, just to show you how the euro has worked since euro came out in 2000 to today. It's just been a graph and it looks like that. It's going in one direction. Now, I'm not a chartist, but I can spot patterns. When something is going this way, All right, with not a single time in history when it went up. You can probably, the past doesn't guarantee the future, but you can get a good idea of where we're going. Okay, whereas you look at a Bitcoin chart, it goes like this, look. Except it's all choppy. But when you zoom out and you look at it over the 13 years, it's basically going the opposite way of the euro. Okay, and that's why I think it's imperative for your family's health, for your family's wealth, to do a little bit of work and learn about money and understand money and understand that we now have digital hard sell money at our disposal. And none of us have been forced to use it, but we can voluntarily opt in and put our family on a partial Bitcoin standard to protect and generate wealth over this decade, which looks like it's going to be a hard decade as the currencies continue to trend down. The dollar is the only currency that's trending up. It's destroying all other currencies. The pound is destroyed. The euro is destroyed. Currencies around the world are collapsing. When currencies fall apart, civilization itself falls apart. Now, I'm not saying the euro is going to fall apart, but it's definitely crumbling slowly. It's cracking. Okay, guys, if you like the content, hit the like button, hit the share button, push it out there to more people, because more people, just like you and me, need to learn a little bit about money, need to learn how to protect yourself, because those in power, well, they're going to print their way out of this. And what's it going to do? It's going to mean your kids can never buy a house. Okay, it's going to mean you're going to struggle to heat your home when you're older. All right, that's not the type of world I want to live in. So it's my duty as a Bitcoiner, you know me, I'm passionate. I share everything I know. I give it all out there because it's like, what's the point? I don't have to succeed. We can all succeed. All right. And education is what's going to get it done there. And that's why I'm huge in education. By the way, if you haven't checked out my podcast on Clockwork Junkie Podcast, I go into the cost of living crisis, much more detail. What caused it? What is inflation? How do we fix it? Steps that you can do. I talk about my four golden rules that I use to go from poverty to not having to worry about money. Four golden rules. Anyone can use them and they're guaranteed to work. Okay. And I also give all my steps of what you should do or what you can do in this cost of living crisis to actually not only survive it, but to thrive in it. Check it out if you Google Clockwork Junkie Podcast. I actually shared it. I shared it on my Instagram story. So follow me on Instagram and you'll get a link to it. Guys, have a super awesome day. Remember, sometimes it seems like it's all doom and gloom. It's all doom and gloom. It's not. I can tell you it's not. There's such huge opportunity for you to create wealth and retire early. You know, in Bitcoin with Dini, we say we can get done in 4 years what most people can't get done in 40 years. Okay? There's such huge opportunity. Stay positive. Look on the bright side. Educate yourself. And you too will be able to change your situation. All right, Dini out. Thanks for hitting the like button.